This is Akashvani, the news read by Priya Badu. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated the Utkarsh Orissa Make in Orissa Conclave in Bhubaneswar today. Utkarsh Orissa is a flagship global investment summit hosted by the Orissa government aimed at positioning the state as a leading investment destination and industrial hub in India. Speaking at the conclave, the Prime Minister said that Eastern India is the growth engine of the country, with Orissa playing a crucial role in this progress. Mr. Modi emphasized that rapid growth is not possible solely through the export of raw materials and highlighted India's efforts to overhaul the entire industrial ecosystem to reverse this trend. Mr. Modi reiterated the government's commitment to building a vibrant ecosystem for research and innovation and urged industries to collaborate with the government in this endeavor.
विकसित भारत के निर्माण में ओडिशा की बड़ी भूमिका है. ओडिशा वासियों ने समृद्ध ओडिशा के निर्माण का संकल्प लिया है. इस संकल्प की सिद्धि के लिए केंद्र सरकार की तरफ से हर संभव सहयोग मिल रहा है. मुझे ओडिशा के सामर्थ्य पर भरोसा है. मुझे विश्वास है कि आप सभी साथियों का इन्वेस्टमेंट, आपके बिजनेस और ओडिशा के उत्कर्ष दोनों को नई ऊंचाई देगा.
In Uttar Pradesh, at least 5 people died and over 40 others were injured in a stampede following the collapse of a makeshift stage at the Bhagwan Adinath Nirvana Laddu Festival in Baghpat today. The incident occurred when devotees climbed onto the platform to participate in the religious ceremony, leading to chaos and panic at the site. Several devotees were reportedly injured in the commotion. Baghpat District Magistrate Asmita Lal confirmed that 5 deaths had been reported so far, while 40 injured people had been rushed to different hospitals in Baraut town. Rescue operations are underway. Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath has directed officials to expedite relief efforts and ensure proper treatment for the injured. The Uttar Pradesh government has significantly enhanced security arrangements in Mahakumbh Prayagraj in view of Mouni Amavasya tomorrow to ensure safety of devotees. Beijing retreat ceremony will be held at the Vijay Chowk in New Delhi tomorrow. In a statement, the Defense Ministry said this year 30 performances will captivate the spectators with foot-tapping music of the bands from the Army, Navy, Air Force and Central Armed Police Forces. The ceremony will be graced by President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Defense Minister Rajnath Singh and other union ministers. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman is set to present the Union Budget for the fiscal year 2025-26 on the 1st of next month. The upcoming budget is anticipated to unveil the government's economic priorities and fiscal strategies to deal with the pressing domestic and global challenges. Experts and people are expecting that this time the government will focus on growth, job creation and fiscal prudence by emphasizing on building robust infrastructure in the country. In a special series ahead of the presentation of the Union Budget, Akashvani News is bringing the expectations of experts and people from the Union Budget. Talking to Akashvani News, Director General of Federation of Indian Chambers of Commerce and Industry, Jyoti Vij said the Union Budget must continue to focus on strengthening the long-term growth levers. Confederation of Indian Industry, CII, ICTE Committee Chairman Vinod Kumar hoped that there will be more focus on manufacturing and job creation. Tourists have been flocking to Mangaon district in North Sikkim over the past 2 months, marking a strong revival in tourism. Tourist visit to the area came to a halt in October 2023 due to floods triggered by a glacial lake outburst. North Sikkim was reopened to tourists on December 1st last year. In Bangladesh, railway services have been suspended across the country as the running staff launched an indefinite strike to demand special post-retirement benefits. The strike began at midnight on Monday after talks between railway authorities and the Union of Train Drivers and Support Staff failed. As a result, passengers are facing significant inconvenience as trains scheduled to depart after midnight were cancelled, bringing train operations across the country to a standstill. The National Games 2025 are commencing in Uttarakhand from today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate this grand sports event in Dehradun. Extensive security arrangements have been made in view of the Prime Minister's visit. Colonel Ponung Doming, an Indian Army force hailing from Pasighat, Arunachal Pradesh, has been awarded the prestigious Sena Medal Duty of Devotion for her outstanding service in the Indian Army. That is all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.